Right now on the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Facebook, get like 50-something comments with pictures of dogs and cats mostly. I don't think there's any crazy animals in here. I've gone through just about all of them. There's some really cute animals you posted for National Pet Day. I think this was on Tuesday.
Yes.
A little collage of pictures of our cat, Rick. And these are some cute pictures. There might be one in here. I don't know that I've even seen one or two. But there's some really cute animals here. Have you gone through all of these?
I think I've been through most of them. And what's surprising to me is how many animals some people have.
Yeah.
Like we had Tina, she posted her three dogs together and they're adorable. She's got three of them. And then she continued to post that she's got a cat and another cat and another cat. And then our friend Tyler did the same thing. He's got two dogs and then he posted six pictures of other cats that he has together. So I thought having one or two animals was standard, but it seems like a lot of people have like six, which I didn't even know was legal.
We got a fan, Jim Tate. He's got Bubba and Tommy. I like that. It sounds like a morning show, doesn't it?
It does.
Bubba and Tommy. And someone's got a cat named Sirius, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Rosie and Little John are super cute, too. They're two little kitties. Yeah. They're kind of loving on each other. It's so sweet.
You know what's strange about that is it appears that this lady posted that picture. Mm-hmm. Amy is her name. Has the same furniture set, the bedroom set that we once had. Looks like that silver bedroom set, remember?
How do you know that?
Well, because I'm looking behind the animals in the picture.
Oh. why can you see her bedroom?
What do you know about Amy's bedroom set? No, it's behind the pictures of the cats.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because I think the cats are on her bed, and then she's got her dresser with the TV on it behind the cats.
Yeah, really went into detail there. I'm kind of impressed.
Well, I opened the picture, and you see it right behind the cats.
I see it.
You're the one who taught me to do this, is always to look in the background and not to miss details.
Yeah.
Well, I see that behind Rosie and Lil Jon.
I do see that now.
Lil Jon's a rapper, isn't it?
Lil Jon, yeah. There's Lil Jon, Lil Wayne, Lil Baby.
I wonder if he's named after Lil Jon the Rapper or Lil Jon from Robin Hood.
I'm going to guess Robin Hood, or just the cat's name is John, and they happen to call him Little John.
Christine's got a picture. The dog appears to be reading his own birthday card. I like that.
Yeah, I saw that. She said that her family sends her cats cards every year, sends them a birthday card every single year.
And this poor lady must have nothing going on.
Oh, that's not nice.
Her family knows to send the dog a birthday
card. Come on, that's not nice.
We did have a lot of people wishing Rick well.
Yes.
And you replied as Rick, saying, thanks, meow.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't talk. We're all sad, lonely cat people.
Mm-hmm.
That's on our Robbie and Rochelle page if you want to go take a look at it. We might come close to breaking a record, just a nose hair away from breaking a weather record today, Nick says.
I know.
I love it. I know a lot of people, beautiful. As he was saying, oh, it's supposed to be a change of the season. I don't care. I love it. It feels like summer when you walk out the door. I think it's great.
You know what the nice thing is, though? There's the humidity is so low that it is 80, and in some places it could reach up to 90, but it doesn't feel like that hot, sticky, yucky summer feel.
I don't think it's yucky at all. I don't mind the humidity at all. It doesn't bother me.
You know, it's just not fun to walk around in, and it can get to be too hot, and I think this 80 degrees without that humidity is perfect.
What are you doing walking around? You're supposed to just lay in the sun and enjoy it. That's your problem right there. People would like the humid hot weather if they just lounged.
Sure.
That's what it's for.
But even lounging in the humidity like that can be really hot. No, so without the humidity, I just think this is perfect weather.
As long as you're at the beach or at a pool, you're just fine.
They're not open yet, though, so I need to just keep
the humidity.
Well,
you don't know. I'm sure somebody's got themselves a pool.
Yeah, I guess you can go in the
got themselves a house right on the water.
Yeah.
The ocean temperature, by the way, is 52 degrees.
Oh, that's a little chilly still.
So you probably don't want to be jumping in the ocean.
Yeah.
Maybe your feet. That might be fine.
Yeah. Just go have a drink by the
I'm probably
the
doing
water.
Too much lounging. I was reading something first thing this morning. I'm averaging about 4,000 steps a day, which seems pretty good. And I'm above where I have been. You're right. It is okay.
It's all right. Yeah.
Because I read, I Google how many steps you got to take to lose weight.
At least 8 to 10, right?
No, more than that. They say 10 to 12,000 steps to burn maybe 2 pounds, 2 pounds a week.
Interesting.
Which was kind of surprising to me. So I'm going to do three times more before I start making any progress.
It all depends how much you're eating, too, because it's all about calorie deficiency. That's what they say.
No, I know.
So you have to burn more than you're intaking. So if you're not eating much and you're only doing 4,000, you're probably good.
Yeah, I mean, I've cut the portions a little bit. I just don't know that it's enough to affect the steps. So
all you can do is baby steps. And you know what? It's going to be beautiful out without the humidity, so you don't have to worry about it.
I know, but I started
going around.
I understand that, but I started going for a walk every day, and I was thinking I was doing really great doing, you know, 4,300 steps or something like that. But
you are.
No, I'm not. I need to do 12,000 to lose any kind of significant poundage, so it really makes no difference.
It's still good for you, though. I think you need to continue what you're doing. I'm proud of you for taking the walks.
I mean, I
understand. While I'm napping.
I understand it's better than laying on the couch with a bag of potatoes, but to think that I got to do three times more, I don't know where would I walk? I mean, I'll end up on Route 9. That doesn't make any sense.
You just keep walking. Go on the treadmill.
Well, anyway, I'm happy for the warmer weather today. Joe, do you like this? Are you into this a little? It's an Indian summer when it stays warm late into the season. What do they call it when it's warm this early in the season?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I love
early
it.
Early spring.
It's
great. No, it's wonderful. You know, you get to get outside and do some stuff. I fertilized yesterday the whole yard, which was great. You know, got that done.
I did a little fertilizing this morning before we left for work. That's a different story.
Different thing. And then I am heading down to Lenoka Harbor later today and start the annual spring workathon on the boat.
That's fun.
Yeah, so that'll start today.
We've still never been on the boat. We need to change that.
Well,
at least for a beverage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's actually kind of fun. It's actually not more than kind of fun. It's great. It's a lot of fun getting up there and hanging out. And then we'll take you to the yacht club. But you have to. But you have to behave yourself, Robbie. You can't get stupid drunk like you usually do when you get outside. You know?
I don't know if I get
that's such a lie, Joe. I belong to a yacht club. That's all they do is drink.
Yeah, I know.
Lies.
There's no real reason to have a yacht club except to drink.
Right.
Really, to be honest with you. But,
there's a lot of old drunk white guys in here, man.
Yeah, that too.
They're just everywhere.
But it's actually, that place is a lot of fun. But we'll go there and have some cup of cocktails, have dinner, hang out for a while.
Do you have a tab?
Yeah, you sign. Come on, you just sign a thing. Then they send you a bill at the end of the month.
Good. So that means I would just have to give you cash, right?
No,
you don't have to give me anything.
You would invite us out for drinks and then put it on your tab.
Yeah, it's a guest. Yeah, you'd be my guest.
Wow, this is big. This is huge news this morning. This is breaking headlines this morning.
No.
I'll be on Joe's tab.
Yeah. Just like pretty much all the other time.
I set him up for it. And it's a grand slam, baby. There it is.
That's right.
Hit it out of the ballpark.
That's right.
A whole lot more all on the way right now. Time for the CBB. And it's a weekend CBB. Ain't no CBB like the weekend CBB. Getting a little bit closer to the weekend anyway. Mm-hmm. You got an event, your local business organization, community group, charity. Looking to raise some awareness, do some good, put on a fun event, maybe even funds for your cause.
Yes.
Let us know. Text us with the info. 774-444-4732. 774-444-4444. Direct message us on the Facebook at 1071 The Boss or the website, which of course is 1071theboss.com. It would not make any sense if it were anything else. Any other URL would not make sense.
It's true.
Could get a complete list of events right there anytime, by the way, when you click station events. And contact is there, too. Boss Roadies on tour Saturday morning starting at 10. We're getting them out of bed early. Allaire Flea Market, Allaire Village in Farmingdale, right on Atlantic Avenue, starting at 10 o'clock. Boss Summer Shirts and a whole lot more. And then it's the post-Bruce Springsteen on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce will be in town Friday night, Prudential Center. And then it's a big Springsteen on Sunday broadcast with Tom Cunningham, Bar A, Lake Como. Starts bright and early, 8 a.m. Doors open. He's on the radio at 9, and the bar opens at 10.
You're going to need those Bloody Marys.
You know what you do?
Hmm.
What you do is you turn the radio on at 9.
Yes.
Then you get in the car, you keep the radio on.
Right.
And you get to the bar for 10. That's what you do.
Perfect.
You don't need to be there with Tom before the bar's open. You listen to Tom, and then you get there at 10. LBI Job Fair is happening starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. St. Francis Community Center. All ages welcome. Admission is free to the public. There'll be LBI businesses who are hiring for the season and beyond, too, for fall, too. So these aren't necessarily just summer jobs, they say. It's welcome to LBI.com to download a pre-application and to get more info on the jobs, on the gigs. Jersey Shore Comic Book Show. That's going on Sunday. This sounds fun, actually. Tom's River Elk Lodge, 10 to 4. That's Elks Lodge, 1875. They'll have collectibles, vendors, of course, the comic books. They get comic book artists and writers. The New Jersey Ghostbusters will be there. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Check Star
on
Wars.
Facebook. You can see them on Facebook.
Are they legit?
They're pretty legit.
They got the costumes
and
they
look pretty good.
The equipment and all that. They got the car.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. New Jersey Ghostbusters there. The Star Wars 501 Legion will be there. Man, I sound like a real goon, because I'm thinking of going to see the Ghostbusters. Looking at cat pictures on Facebook this morning.
Uh-huh.
My life got real exciting. This is middle age, everybody. Jersey Shore Comic Book Show for all the details. And the 7th annual Kites at the Pier Festival. That goes on next weekend. Chelsea F. Pier, Pier Village. Giant kites of all shapes and sizes over the beach. There'll be children's activities, inflatable rides, a bounce house, carousel rides, arcade games, live music, and a whole lot more. It's PierVillage.com for the info. And they still have a couple of slots if you'd like to be a vendor. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out, PierVillage.com. There you are. A couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the community bulletin board. And hey, who you gonna call, New Jersey Ghostbusters? Hmm? I see the lines. They're all on hold. The callers have prepared their stories. And here we go for another exciting edition of Tipsy or Toddler here on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. So proud of this. Every week we hear from callers. Each have outlandish stories. And we admit that. These are crazy stories. Yeah. These are not everyday stories. Mm-mm. These are almost once in a lifetime. You're looking for a good anecdote to pull out of your bag of tricks. You tell this story.
Yes.
Kind of story.
Yep.
The question is, the unknown is it has happened when they were a little kid and then they've had the story their whole life, or did it happen perhaps more recently when they were drinking, when they were drunk, henceforth tipsy or toddler, a little thirsty Thursday tradition. We start on line one. Here's Marie.
I farted in the dentist chair and I got yelled at.
Well, we're off with a bang, quite literally.
That's really gross.
Farted in a dentist chair, got yelled at. I'm going to say little kid.
I'm going to say little kid, yeah.
I think this is a little kid story, although as always, it could go either way.
I was a little kid. Yeah. I hated going to the dentist, and it would give me horrible anxiety and a violent tummy. So while he was cleaning my teeth, I clenched up and pushed out the loudest, stinkiest fart ever.
Ew.
He got so mad at me. He said, I thought I was the one who administered gas here.
No.
I left the room for 5 minutes. I was still blushing by the time I turned.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's probably the right move on his part, is to walk away for a few minutes.
That's gross, yeah.
That's a good joke. I don't think he's yelling at you.
I don't know that he was yelling at her, but it just... That's what happens when you get nervous. Good luck at your wedding.
Who said she's getting married? You have no idea. She could be married already.
Well,
there could be multiple fart stories.
How did
stories.
That turn out? Yeah.
Well, let's go to line number two.
I had a fart bubble contest in a hot tub with a famous football player at a hotel.
I just want to keep in mind, this show is free, okay? Yeah. All you got to do is turn it on. There's no $12.99 a month like the satellite, okay? This is not a podcast. This is free, okay? Uh-huh. All you got to do is turn it on.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not getting one. You're getting two fart stories here to start on Tipsy Toddler.
So great.
I'm going to say he was a drunk adult.
I was going to say adult,
He's
too.
At a hotel. A hotel. He happens to meet a famous football player. He's got to be an adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh.
I was on vacation, and I went to go to the hot tub, and I guess the Florida Gators were staying at the same hotel.
Huh.
I didn't realize it till later on, but my dad told me that Tim was in the hot tub with me, and he was the guy, after I told him that farts in the hot tub made better bubbles, jumped in, and we had a little competition. I don't think the girls that were in the hot tub thought it was as funny.
No.
But I was like, hey, and I thought it was hilarious.
I'm sure you did.
God.
I think it's hilarious right now. We decided to bleep the player's name.
Probably
not
too
embarrass a... I basically just don't want to get us sued for sharing your stupid-ass story, but...
Yeah.
I'd like, keep in mind that happened in... Florida. This is Tipsy or Toddler. We go back to line one.
A dog peed on my back, and I threw poop at its owner.
Ew. Why? Why are they still gross today?
This is good stuff today.
No. I'm going to say you were a little kid.
I'm going to go little kid as well.
When I was a little kid, we were at this dog park with the family dog, our dog. And I was just sitting on the grass, minding my own business.
Sure.
And all of a sudden... I feel something warm just running down my back. So I turn around and I see his lab, a Labrador, using me like a fire hydrant. And the owner comes and he apologizes. And whatever. And as he walked off, I grabbed a pile of poop right off the ground.
Oh, my God.
A pile of dog poop and I threw it at him.
Wow.
My mom didn't think that was too funny, nor did the guy. But I bet you that he kept a closer eye next time on that dog.
I'm sure that guy's telling the story for the rest of time.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sure the next one won't be nearly as gross, or will it?
Mm-hmm.
I peed in my cat's litter box.
Now, shockingly, this is not the, I assume this is a different caller, because I know we have had someone who's done this before.
Yeah.
And I want to say they were a drunk adult when we had this happen before.
Yeah, I think you're right. They peed in their boyfriend's litter box.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Because I remember the story was it was like a party. And they got drunk and they just went in the litter box right in the kitchen. I'm going to say this is a drunk person as well.
I'm going to say a drunk person, yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Okay. Yep.
I was home from college and went out with some friends. I got home late and my mom started yelling at me about growing up and being responsible. I didn't need to hear that. So while she was yelling at me, I walked over to our cat's litter box and popped a squat.
Oh my gosh. That's so gross.
It's chilling how similar that was the last time we had somebody.
Yeah, it really
is. But it might be worse when you're at home, you're an adult.
I didn't realize this was a thing that people did on the regular. Just go to the bathroom. Why does that have to be your revenge?
Because Jose Cuervo, that's why. All right, one more.
I put Nair on my eyebrows.
The hair remover Nair.
Oh.
With Nair, it's not there.
Oh.
Little kid.
I hope you were a little kid.
Yeah, I say a little kid messing around doesn't know what Nair is.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh.
I was in college and have gone out with my friends and clearly had way too much to drink. And I don't have an answer as to what I was thinking, but I just remember waking up the next morning and my eyebrow hair was basically gone.
Oh, gosh.
For them to grow back, and I've since been known by that circle of friends as Brow Bro.
That's fantastic.
That really is. You got to post that picture that you shared to me the other day. There's people went and they removed in Photoshop the eyebrows of celebrities.
Yeah.
And the one that might be most chilling for whatever reason is Anne Hathaway.
Terrifying.
Now, she's a fine looking woman, right?
But she's all right.
There's
something
about her face that is just horrendous without eyebrows.
You have to have the eyebrows.
Yeah. Maybe we can post it on the Robbie and Rochelle Facebook.
I don't
Facebook.
Even want to see it again. I honestly like it.
All right. Well,
so
maybe we won't.
Scarring.
There you go. Another exciting edition of Tipsy. Or toddler.
That guy's got no eyebrows.
Oh, man. It's amazing what people do when they've had too much to drink.
Those are some gross stories today.
Those are really gross. Yeah. Some of them are gross.
That was a little rough to get through.
It's a lot.
But I keep in mind, this show is free, so don't expect too much of us, okay? You're getting all of this for the bubble, as they say.
That's right.
The goose egg.
All right. Free. Yeah. Like when Robbie goes out with us. It's
okay.
Free for him.
Yeah. You know, speaking of cash, I'm a little nervous because we have an appointment this afternoon with the accountant.
Yeah, we do.
Sort of. I think.
Oh, no.
April 15th
today's
is today, right?
Day.
But because it falls on the weekend, it's April 18th is filing day.
It's
so
Monday. Yeah,
I think, first of all, I got to tell her to file an extension just to give us a little more time to deal with this. And then I'm anticipating like a huge, stupid sum of money that I'm going to owe because I know I'm going to owe, right? And so I'm just assuming it's going to be terrible. And then if it's not quite as bad as I'm expecting, that would be a win. So that's, I'm going in there with that headspace, but I was up last night thinking about this at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not excited, but.
Okay. No, it's not. No, taxes are horrible.
So we'll see what happens.
You know, getting it all done, it's so stressful and you know, everything about it, it's just unless, of course, you're getting money back, then it's gleeful.
I mean, what is that like? What is that life like? It's been, well, I guess I used to. Years ago,
I used to.
Seems like. And the thing is, with the tax law that changed, you get that nice big standard deduction, which is fine, but you can't write off as much.
Right.
And I go through and I itemize everything, and I'm like, everything is a business expense. And I figure she signs it, so if anything's wrong, I'm like, gee, I don't know. I'm not an accountant. She signed it. I just figured it was on the up and up. So that's my plan.
We have a lot of business expenses, but it's still, you know, I mean, legitimate, all real stuff. It's just, you know. Wow.
Listen,
I just can't stand taxes.
I know. I wish it was like a bi-yearly thing. You know, it should be like every. I honestly would rather do it every other year and have to do 2 years worth of taxes at once than have to do it every single year. Yeah. I think that would be a little less stressful.
You know, I don't think it makes any difference. You wouldn't like it bi-yearly, biannual. You don't like it now.
I still like it, but I would think, well, at least I don't have to do this every single year. Because every year it happens. It's,
I guess.
It's too much.
I just finished paying off last year's Christmas, so here we go again. Uncle Sam.
Right.
But, yeah, no. That's exactly it. You just have to keep paying it. That's just horrible.
I'm like, take a look at these boxer shorts. Can I write these off? How about these shoes? How about this bag of Cheetos?
They forced me to get dressed to go to work.
That's what I tell her.
That's right.
And she just sits there nervously biting her fingernails going, I don't know, Robbie. I'll do my best.
You really are not supposed to do that.
This lady, because she's so nervous, I could tell. Because I think she thinks I'm a criminal, but that's a different story.
You know what? I always tell Jim, my buddy Jim, who does, hey, don't worry about it. Just put it down.
That's why I didn't go to your buddy Jim. I figured he wouldn't get me as good a deal. He's too on the
up. He's way too,
He's serious about it. I'm looking for someone who's slightly squirrely, just above the just above the line. That's what I'm looking for.
Slightly squirrely.
Just slightly. I'm not looking for an out-and-out crook. Just someone who's slightly shady. That's all.
No, Jim drives me crazy because I'll say, how about this? No, you can't do that. I'm like, why not?
Right.
Yeah. They're never going to figure it out. Just put it in there. You know, I mean.
Slightly squirrely.
Yeah, slightly. That's what you need.
I heard something trending this morning on BuzzFeed. Actually, why don't I play this little clip for you first, because it kind of ties together. Joe, I don't know about you, but I'm a big fan of Al Roker. He's been on this show a couple of times. Yes. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. So warm,
nice guy. Yep.
So kind. I mean, he's obviously a big star. He's got all the big money, and yet he's just very humble and very thoughtful. Well, I guess the girls on the Hoda, the Savannah, they're all talking about decorating the house, you know, some
spring cleaning, I believe, is the conversation. It was Savannah, Hoda, and Jenna.
That's it. And I guess Al just is not having it. Maybe he's gone through some health stuff. Maybe it's changed his perspective. And he just ain't got time to waste on this earth, okay? This is pretty funny. Take a listen to this from yesterday's Today Show.
That's just as talking.
What? You don't remember those days?
You don't like what we're saying?
I can't remember.
Henry.
You know, you decluttered my mind. I can't think of anything.
You gotta wait for the end here.
Jeez.
What?
All right. What?
Which part?
It's all of it.
All just that
all
sounding
of it?
Like
the
hens.
Whole thing?
Hold
hens
on, just a second.
Okay.
Hold on.
Do you want to be in this?
Wait.
He's banging his head against a weather screen with a map of the country on it.
Why? But why? I don't care.
But why? Okay,
all the
you
men
know
go,
what?
All the
I'm
men
speaking
get
for every guy out here. Nobody cares!
That is fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Nobody cares.
The tweets on this are hilarious because they went on for a good, I think the whole clip that they show you on Twitter is like 3 minutes, but they went on for about 10 minutes and they're just talking about their own experiences decluttering their house and how they used to lay their kids' clothes out.
Nobody cares.
I mean,
nobody cares.
It's one thing to talk about it for a minute or two, but they went on for a very long time.
Joe,
you've
been in those
cluttering your house.
You've been in those meetings where someone says, "You guys got to cut the word count down." what I'm saying?
So funny.
That sounds like every consultant I've ever dealt with.
Yeah,
good
That's
for you.
Why they're consulting.
Good for you, Al Roker. There's something on Reddit this morning on etiquette rules. You got to do the thing first. You got time for this? I'll make you late for your other business.
No, you're good. Go ahead. No.
But people are arguing whether or not these rules make sense, and some are criticizing Al, saying that was rude to tell people what they're talking about. To say they don't care. If you imagine if you're in an office and you're a guy and there's a group of women and they're chit chatting around a water cooler and you're like, you know what, ladies, nobody gives a damn. That'd be pretty rude.
Nobody
right?
cares. Yeah, idea.
According to this list here, you can cancel plans up until 2 p.m. After that, it's rude. People are arguing about the time. I think 2 p.m. is about right.
Well, it depends what time your plans are.
Well, if you say your dinner plans, I think 2 o'clock is pretty reasonable.
I guess, yeah.
You can discipline your kids, but not a stranger's kids.
Right.
Yeah. Or a friend's kids. Yeah. Even someone who's
unless there's something like going on that's going to be dangerous or something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm guilty of this all the time. Never wake up your significant other on purpose, ever. Rochelle will take a little nap in the afternoon, and inevitably I'm like, hey, where's the pub cheese? Is it in the back of the fridge, or where is it?
Or he'll do, are you asleep? I'm like, well, I'm not now.
Yeah, right.
Don't decide on what you're ordering at the deli counter while you're in line.
Oh, I can't stand that. When you're standing there, you know, you're in the deli, you know what you're going to get. It's either going to be turkey, roast beef, or ham, whatever it's going to be. Just, you know it, walking in. You don't have to decide when you're standing there and take, 5 minutes to decide that.
If your host is doing the dishes, it means time to leave. The party's over. It's a signal. Don't be that person that stays after the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to help.
Unless you're going to help.
You're
or
gonna you're, help.
You know, if you're family, maybe.
And even then, you leave when you're done.
Yes. We had a friend last year, that party you guys were at.
Oh, yeah.
2:30 in the morning they left.
Oh. What time do we bail out of there? I think it was like 7:45.
right after. Yeah, it was still light out.
I just got a little scoop of cheese and I'm going, baby.
I'm out.
Anyway, maybe I'll do a couple of more of those. You want them more now? I know you're busy. You got to do your website.
No. I got to go.
All right, do your thing. By the way, what does Al Roker think about all of this? Nobody cares. Well, that's great.
It's so amazing.
I might want that to be my ringtone. Nobody cares. You want a couple more of these? I know. I like how I'm on track of when Joe needs to go do his web thing, his TV thing. I mean, he should be keeping track of that for himself. Well, but here, I'm a good friend.
I think he has fun here, so he wants to stay. I understand.
You always
have
a positive view of things, and I always twist it the other way around. There's a couple more of these etiquette rules. People are arguing about what's good, proper etiquette, what's being a jerk, and what's not. Never message someone with just a K. I know you agree with that.
Hate K.
The text message say, hey, you coming over today?
Okay. I would, okay is fine. KK is fine, but K is a conversation ender for me. Hate it.
If you bring food or drink, you can't take it home with you. It's a house gift.
Yep. It is.
Imagine trying to bring the, you bring a little bouquet of flowers, trying to bring them back at the end. Oh, they've been on the table. We're all leaving. Can I take it?
I'm going to take the centerpiece
back. If you lose or break something you've borrowed, you have to pay to replace it.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be so rude if you did not.
Never ask anybody what their job is if you don't know. It can be classist. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, unless you're judging somebody for what they do. But if you're just saying, hey, what do you do? I work at a bookstore. Good for you. What's the problem there?
You're really not supposed to do that? Well, interesting. I've certainly asked people, well, what do you do for a living?
You know what I would say?
What?
Nobody cares. You don't care what I do. I don't care what you do. This one's pretty good. White people should always say 50 cent. It's not 50 cent for you.
Okay.
Can't be trying to be cool like the cool, like the rappers.
That's how he says it, though.
You got to say 50 cent. See, okay. I think you sound like a bigger jerk if you say 50 cent. Sure. You sound like you're out of touch and that you don't appreciate
the guy's art,
you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I ever run into 50 cent, I'm going to say, what up, 50? And I'll be punched in the face promptly.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got some muscles.
Right. He does not seem like the most friendly of people, and he's a big guy, so I think he'll take you out.
I think his name is Curtis something now, right?
Yeah.
Because he's an actor. So problem, like The Rock, you don't call him The Rock. I don't know. Do you go up to The Rock and say, Rock, what up? You fist pump The Rock, you say, good afternoon, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Dwayne Johnson. That's what you say, right?
I don't know. If I met The Rock, I'd probably be like, oh my God, you're The Rock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I'd say? Nobody cares. No, I care. I love The Rock.
I love The Rock.
Rock should be proud.
But I think I would call him The Rock. I don't think I'd call him Dwayne Johnson. That seems strange.
I'd say Mr. Johnson. That's what you say. You show respect until told otherwise,
that's
okay?
That's true, especially for a man of that size.
That's right. And when Mrs. Rock is washing the dishes, get the hell out.
Yes.
And for hashtag mom, confessions. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, we check the socials. We share them like this.
Harold Baker said, I kicked my 10 and 8-year-old out of the house last night to play. They immediately went on the trampoline and started sliding around and shocking each other so badly they were screaming in pain.
Great.
Being a kid is magical.
Oh, that's just a special evening. They'll never forget.
Good times. Yeah. Yes. At Ellie Lee said, family vacation is 80% waiting in line, 70% annoyed at the family, 200% spending more than you wanted to, 50% failed attempts at taking cute pictures of your kids, and 10% enjoying the activities.
You know what?
Nobody cares.
Go on your vacation. Don't go on your vacation. Don't be complaining about your vacation, okay? Come on.
Nicole McCoy said, for my son's birthday, we got his girlfriend a new hoodie.
Say that again.
For my son's birthday, we got his girlfriend a new hoodie.
Oh, his girlfriend. I see the
Right, because she's going to take his hoodie.
The little puppy love,
That's what girls do.
Understood. Nobody cares. Sorry, can't get over how fabulous that is, because I think that in my head all the time. I love you, Al Roker.
Yes.
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Congrats again to Rose Marie from Middletown. She won $500 just moments ago here at 107.1 The Boss. She's qualified for that $5,000. Reminder, two more chances qualify you for the big bucks today here at Jersey's Free Money Radio Station, so don't turn it off. I was looking at the TV ratings. I mentioned to you that Beach Boy special, the Grammy special we watched the other day, was a number two show of the night, just behind 60 Minutes. At over 5 million viewers, which these days is pretty good on TV.
60 Minutes was number one?
60 Minutes is always number one.
Really?
Yeah, it's like one of the biggest TV shows on the air still.
I didn't even know it was still on. That's interesting.
Yeah. I'm Steve Jobs. Not Steve Jobs. Who's the guy in the show? Steve something.
I don't know. I haven't watched 60 Minutes since I was like six.
What were you doing watching 60 Minutes at six?
I had a weird childhood.
I guess so. I'm Andy Rooney.
No, that Beach Boy special was great, though.
It really was. Mm-hmm. And if you can get it on demand, highly recommend. You had a bunch of country people in there. You had John Legend, a.k.a. Arthur the Aardvark.
Yeah.
And they were all doing Beach Boys songs. The Beach Boys were there, but they don't perform. And then John Stamos was kind of like the host because he plays with them all the time. It was really good.
Yeah. And Brian Wilson posted on his personal Facebook page.
I saw that.
Just so inspired by all the younger artists coming out and singing their music. I just thought that was so great.
I said that to you. Some of these rock bands that used to be so cutting edge, like My Morning Jacket and Beck, they're all like 55 now.
Right.
But Brian is 80. So to them, they're still kids. Right. But it was really, really good. And those are just such great songs. Just put you in a good mood, which I don't know about you, but I need that sometimes.
Sure.
So. But 5 million was bigger than American Idol the other night. Mentioned that. All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. And you can catch up with us on all the podcasts, wherever you get yours, on all the socials as well. So thank you for that. At number five, we find a couple in Idaho who see a house for sale sign. And they added a little something extra to try and entice the buyers. I'm going to play this audio so you can hear what it is.
I think we're sold. If you buy the house, you get $200 of free tacos with the purchase. You ready?
That's hilarious.
I think we're going to buy it just because of that.
I don't know if he's kidding or not, but that is pretty funny, isn't it?
Wow, that's interesting. I like that tactic from the real estate agent.
That would make you more likely to buy the house because they give you a free lunch?
I mean, $200 worth of tacos is more than a lunch.
Okay, a free dinner.
I don't know if it would...
Dinner for four?
It would definitely draw me in to come and see the house.
Don't they show the video, you know, like that selling Sunset and all of that? They have the staging where they bring in the furniture.
Yeah.
They have a wine and cheese party.
Right.
Rochelle's like, I get coupons for tacos? This sounds like the house for me.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
It's going to be more of a bungalow than a house if they're enticing people with Taco Bell.
It's,
but
it's $200 worth of tacos. That's a lot of tacos.
All right. Okay. Bonus story for you. Speaking of food, you may think you celebrated National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day yesterday, but you didn't celebrate it like Serendipity 3 did in the city. They got the Guinness World Record for most expensive sandwich, and they sold a couple of them for the observation of National Grilled Cheese Day yesterday. $214 grilled cheese.
Oh my
you had
gosh.
To have known about it and ordered it 2 days in advance. They bring in all kinds of special ingredients, these Boku cheeses, the gold...
The gold flakes. Oh, I hate when they do the stupid gold flakes.
Gold flakes,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, the foil, the gold foil on
this
the
is
food.
Their chief chef Calderon talking about all the ingredients.
The quintessential grilled cheese sandwich. So we start with bread, and this is not your ordinary bread. This is a French Pullman loaf that is baked with Dom Perignon champagne, 24 karat edible gold flakes. We're going to take a little bit of white truffle oil, just baste the bread.
I got to tell you, this is why the rest of the world hates America, because it's just wasteful.
That's so stupid.
And stupid.
The best grilled cheese that you're going to get is the one you make with your butter at home, your Wonder White bread, and the Kraft cheese, the little squares. That's the best grilled cheese you're going to get. There's no reason to be paying that for a sandwich.
$214 grilled cheese. It's stupid. Michelle had an extra $200 in her wallet. She'd be buying tacos.
I would be buying tacos.
I think we're clear on that.
A lot of tacos.
Number four, Rachel Ray went to an orphanage in Ukraine and helped refurbish their kitchen. She also donated an ice cream machine and a floor cleaner. Rachel has made 4 trips to help people in the Ukraine.
Wow.
Which really is kind of nice. I don't have the most favorable opinion of Rachel Ray. I find her to be very annoying and a lousy cook. But now I feel terrible about myself because clearly she's a really good person.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, I don't know if an ice cream machine is the most important tool that the kitchen needed.
Well,
I would have gone with a toaster. Or a coffee pot or oven or a fridge. But, you know, ice cream machine is cool. Literally.
I hear what you're saying. And they're going through a lot of stuff. So maybe just something to put a smile on their face at the end of the day. Because who doesn't love some nice fresh ice cream?
Well, I hope it's a soft serve machine.
Yeah.
If it isn't soft serve, Rachel Ray, you can keep it.
You can take it back.
What is this, Russia?
Ukraine does not want your ice cream machine.
Number three, bad news for fortune cookie writers. They may be losing their jobs to AI. Well, join the club, fortune cookie writers. That's the artificial intelligence where the computer can, you give it a website to look up and then it writes the thing for you.
Yeah.
There's at least one company that say they're using that ChatGPT app to come up with the fortunes. Some restaurant owners, Chinese restaurant owners, say the cookies are not quite the same and the fortunes don't make any sense. Have you ever had a fortune cookie where you thought to yourself, man, this is grammatically perfect? This makes perfect sense to me. It speaks to me. I know exactly what it means.
Yes.
How did this cookie know what's going on in my life?
Especially when there's the 5 lucky numbers on the bottom. It definitely makes sense to me.
I feel like this is exactly what we should have AI doing.
Yeah.
Just give it some unimportant low-level deal. Have it print out that fortune cookie tag.
Mm-hmm. It's cocina!
Number two, study in Denmark found that if you ask a man just how big his junk is, he'll exaggerate it on average about 20%.
No.
The average answer given by men, 7 inches.
Okay.
Statistically, it's about 5.8 inches, the average dong.
Sure, sure.
Now, keep in mind, this study was in Denmark. Here we have 100% USDA-approved American wiener.
Uh-huh.
Probably more like 7 or 8 inches.
You think so? No. I think it's probably smaller.
My guess is it's probably smaller. Because we're all eating processed food.
And exaggerating about 30 to 35% instead of 20%.
And we're buying real estate and $200 grilled cheese sandwiches. If anything will shrink your wiener, it's that. Number one, according to the CNBC Your Money Financial Confidence Survey. Wait a minute, this is not the one I wanted to do. This is a depressing story.
Oh.
Now my wiener is shrinking.
Gross.
Thinking about my
TMI,
financial, thinking about my financial situation. Yeah, 42% of people say they live paycheck to paycheck. Oh, that's not fun. That's not what I wanted to mention.
No, that's not fun at all.
I had the story right above it, though. You want to hear that one instead?
Yeah.
The USPCS. Nope. The USPS. USPS?
The
USPCS.
United States Postal Service? Is
yeah.
that what you're trying
Wasn't
to say?
Wasn't PCS here? A computer store?
I don't know.
USPS raising the price of a stamp to 63 cents.
Mm.
You remember it used to be like 20?
Yeah.
63 cents. This is like the Parkway where now it's 210, okay?
Just go. I hate the 210.
Everybody hates the 210.
Just make it a quarter and stop raising it every year. That's too much.
I said this when this happened in January. What we should have done is taken it from $2 to $3.
Right.
And sure, that hurts a little bit. Just do the three and then no increases for the next 25 years.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Because it's going to go up incrementally by 10 cents. Just do the $3. Let's rip off the Band-Aid. Same thing here. 63 cents. Clearly, it's going to a buck. Postal Service. So just do it. Get it over with. Let's all move on.
Yeah.
I'll pay the dollar.
Mm-hmm. I think we use stamps like twice a year as it is. So I guess I'm okay paying a buck 25 for stamps every year.
And make me go postal for the love of God. Making me nuts with these incremental price increases. Those are big words for me.
Yeah.
Thursday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Look at this. Lou Bega, the Mambo Number 5 guy.
I love that song.
He's 48 years old.
I really do. It's really fun. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that song's a jam.
Oh, all right. Okay. Sorry. Ricky Schroeder. Remember him from NYPD Blue. Silver Spoons when he was a little Ricky Schroeder. Yeah. He's 53. Caroline Ray, very funny lady.
Mm-hmm.
Max Weinberg from the E Street Band. Of course, he was also the drummer for Conan O'Brien. He'll be in town tomorrow night at the Prudential Center, playing that show with Bruce. Ron Perlman, who's been on. He's Hellboy, Sons of Anarchy. He's 73. Gone but not forgotten, two guys we lost just in the past year. Tony Dow, Wally from Leave It to Beaver. Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas. Today, National Scrabble Day. Triple word score, bitch.
Okay.
Somebody posted a picture of a Scrabble board the other day on my Facebook, and it was ape sh- was one of the words.
Really?
Apparently, they got challenged, and it is you can use it.
You can use
There's
that?
No rule against curse words. Proper names, proper brands.
Isn't that two words, though? Ape and sh**.
Apparently.
I would challenge that. I don't
well, he
know
was challenged, and he said he got the points.
Huh. Interesting.
And he got a double word score in the H, which I think is a two-pointer.
Wow.
Are we really discussing Scrabble points here? Today's also National Peach Cobbler Day.
Oh, yummy.
I tell you what, I hope the chocolate carousel people have us do some peach cobbler.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be nice.
I'm very hungry.
What are you clapping about?
Oh, man, that was just funny. Scrabble points and peach cobbler. Man, you don't get that on the point station.
No, you certainly don't. You certainly don't. As I said earlier this morning, they have a new tactic against us. Did you hear me mention this? They're calling themselves the original Free Money Station.
Right.
And I said they probably are the original Free Money Station because they signed on years ago.
Yep.
But, you know, they had ratings then, and they were locally owned then, and now they're not. Now they're just corporate Elon Musk conglomerate thing. Mm-hmm. So
one of the many things wrong with radio today.
It's really true, isn't it?
Yeah,
And I was talking, I made a little joke there, but it kind of hits a little hard about the fortune cookies. They're talking about the artificial intelligence. Imagine you have a robot DJ. So it's not a real person. It's just it's like when you call, you know, press one for press
nobody,
two for
nobody you know likes that automation.
No,
you just want to speak to a person. If you're calling because you have a complaint or you have a question, nobody wants to talk to the automated person.
I understand that, but there's a lot of companies, like I say, these big conglomerates are cheap. They figure they just put a computer hard drive in there and then they fire all the people, you know. So happening to fortune cookie writers, happening to radio morning hosts like myself.
Mm.
Hopefully not anytime soon, but we'll see.
The fortune cookie writers.
Who are the fortune cookie writers?
You know, I read a little bit more about this. Would you want to take a guess what the average fortune cookie writer is paid per fortune that they write for the little scroll of paper?
I'm sure it's more than I make.
75 cents.
Okay.
75 cents per fortune.
That's not terrible.
And like you say, if it's just the numbers, that seems like a real ripoff.
Yeah.
You just put 5, 6, 4, 17. 75 cents, please.
I've absolutely gone to a restaurant and gotten a fortune cookie and had two of the same fortunes in the same bag. So somebody was really being lazy that day.
Yeah, somebody's asleep at the switch.
No, hang on. Is it the understanding that the every fortune cookie is different? I thought they do put them in multiple cookies when they come up with a good one. Is that not the case?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I'm sure they do, but I feel like if it's my fortune, how can it also be your fortune?
Because it's not real.
It's not real. Yeah.
What if there's a book where they hand it down from father to son, and now I bestow upon you one day all of these fortune cookie writing. This whole operation will be yours. He writes a fortune that was used once by his great-grandfather. Yeah. I mean, I suppose that probably happens, right?
Probably.
God, this is just... Hey, you know, Al, what do you think of all this? Nobody cares.
Thanks, actually, Al. That's a great drop. I was thinking about
so
that
good.
Before. That's a great job.
I just said we gotta get the NBC people to get Al back on because I got to talk to him about this. It's the greatest clip from a TV show I've ever seen.
Nobody it was great. Cares. Absolutely great.
A call from... Somebody a while ago said I'd like the breakfast pizza at Joyce's Pizza and Subs in Lincroft.
Yes.
Asked if I've been in there yet. I have not done it yet, but thanks for the reminder on that.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying I needed more steps. He wants me to go get breakfast pizza. Well, I feel like I deserve it today after I have to go to the accountant, so maybe I will.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you for the reminder on that. Let's get to it.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
You got the graphic ready to go?
I do.
Okay, good, because I don't remember what we're doing.
Sorry, I forgot to write it on the board for you.
What'd you tell me we're doing, boss?
What are the strangest house rules you had growing up?
Oh, that's right, that's right. There's an article this morning about this. When people are talking about the, you know, the rules mom had or grandma, or you go over your buddy's house, what they say. The first one comes to mind is take your shoes off.
Sure, but I don't think that's a strange rule.
You see, I thought it was a strange rule because,
really?
as you know from to my family, everybody gets up in the morning and puts on a robe. Everybody looks proper all the time.
It's true.
And then if anybody in the house wasn't dressed and ready to go out into the world by 10, 11 o'clock in the morning at the latest,
right,
you're a bum, you know, and you get called out for it. So there's no casual behavior. So for me, it was very strange to take off your shoes and walk around in your socks. But you would go to people's houses and they'd say that. And I would always, in my head, I would judge them as if to say, you know, you think your carpet's so fancy, you're going to take my shoes off like a jerk, my feet are going to get cold. So to me, that was strange.
See, and it was strange for me to come to your house for the first time and everybody's in shoes, because in my house...
The other way around,
it
right?
was absolutely the other way. You never wore your shoes in the house, ever. We had a foyer, and there was a closet there. You took your shoes off right at the door, and you never wore them in the house as to not track the dirt inside
the house.
You
know, another strange thing, not so much with my mother, but my grandmother and my my parents' aunts and uncles, you know, so my great aunts and uncles, they're mm-hmm. the older than World War II generation,
sure.
the real old timers when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
You go over there and you had to be invited to come into the living room. Because you'd think the living room, when you got people over, would be a nice place. You know, it's nice. It's your best stuff. Everybody
really?
Sits around. No, you sit around a kitchen table. And maybe there might be an occasion where you're invited in there. And a couple of them had the plastic on the furniture as well.
Interesting.
So I always thought that was kind of a strange thing. It's like, that's nice. That's a nice couch. Don't sit on that couch. You're not
that's
good enough for that couch. Oh, sure. Yeah.
I never had rules like that in my house. And I was always very spoiled at my grandparents' house. But I do remember my parents were divorced. So I always had different sets of rules at each house at my mom's
house. Our kids go through that, which is probably weird for them.
They absolutely do.
I worry about that sometimes.
Yeah, but with my mom, the biggest rule with her was you could never smack your food. If you smack your food, you're getting a smack in the face. It's just not...
I don't know that you need to smack the kid in the face. It's a little harsh.
She would never actually do that, but that was just the rule. You do not smack your food. I don't care if you're stuffed up. You better figure it out, because you are not smacking your food this
size. Can't breathe, Ma. I can't breathe.
It doesn't matter.
Bam.
Do not open your mouth while you are eating. Ever. Ever.
Speaking of the kids, what was Lola just grounded for? Because she had a rule at our house where she's allowed to watch YouTube or something, and then when she went back to her dad's house, she can't watch it. She got in trouble.
Grounded, yes, for watching YouTube at our house when I gave her permission. Because at her dad's house, she's not allowed to, but she was not at her dad's house. So.
And you said you went through this when you were a kid, too, the different rules at different houses.
I would go through the same thing, but... It was different growing up with me because I didn't have a cell phone that I was taking from house to house. I couldn't monitor what I was doing, and they never talked to each other. So there was never a what did she do over the weekend or what, that never happened. So, you know, I thought her being grounded was a little silly.
It's amazing. You're only 28. You didn't have a cell phone until just recently.
I know.
It's amazing.
Well, that was another rule. I could not have a cell phone until I could afford to pay for the cell phone and the cell phone bill.
Yeah.
So the cell phones were around because I am only 28. But I was not allowed to have one.
Trying so hard not to say anything.
Whatever.
All right, so let's do this. Weird rules you had at the house when you were a kid growing up. Weird rules mom had, dad had, grandparents, or over your friend's house, your neighbor, whatever. Weird rules you remember as a kid growing up. 732-774-4444. It's Throwback Thursday, right? So we'll go back in time in your mind. Call us, text us, or on Facebook at 107.1 The Boss. Of course, we get to those next year. She said. I'm glad you finally got through. Who is this?
Rosemary.
Hello, Rosemary. Where are you calling us from today?
From Middletown, Jersey.
Okay, good. Nice and warm in Middletown this morning, I hope?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. Beautiful morning. That's good. And this is beautiful because you're qualified for $5,000. We're going to put you in the running to get that $5,000 in your hand. You're already qualified for the money. Let's just see how much you get out of our free money machine for being caller 10 this morning, Rosemary. I'm going to fire it up right now. Hit the start button. See what the ATM comes out. Let's see. Oh, boy. $100, $200, $300, $400. There it is, the $500. Maximum jackpot this morning. You got $500 cash, Rosemary.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
What a way to start a Thursday. And qualified for the $5,000. Tell them who is Jersey's free money station, please.
107.1 The Boss.
Everybody knows that, right?
Yes, they sure do.
Man, That's exciting. $500 for
you.
Nice going, Rosemarie. That's, that's the way to start the day. Two more chances to qualify for $5,000 and get up to $500 out of our free money machine when we play today. Michelle will have your next chance after 10 o'clock this morning. As always, assuming she gets here on time. You just never know.
You never know.
Never a given. I know Rosemarie is pretty excited. She chose to wake up with us this morning. She's in Middletown. She picked up $500 out of the free money machine. Of course, qualified for $5,000 in her hand. Two more chances. We do it three times every workday for $5,000. Jersey's free money station is 107.1 The Boss. Go to the website, 107.1theboss.com. Click on that $5,000 in your hand. You haven't done it yet. And just give us your name, your email, and we'll send you a link every week and tell you all the times we're going to do it.
Yes.
So it makes it a little easier to win the money. But if you've done that, you know exactly when we're doing it. Two more times today, qualify for $5,000, and tomorrow too. And you win anywhere from 100 to 500. Can't be less than 100 bucks every time you play. That's pretty good. Big cash for Rosemarie this morning. Mentioned Boss ticket window moved. Usually it's about 7:20. We're doing it at 9:20 this morning. Tears for Fears tickets on the way.
Yeah.
Your he said. What are the strangest house rules you had growing up? We were reading a whole thing about this. People talking about the weird word stuff their family insisted on.
Text from 8912 said, when I was a kid, I thought the Flintstones laugh track was actually laughter of everyone watching in their homes, and the speakers of the TV would pick up our laughter, and I would go up to the TV and laugh into the speaker. So I was not allowed to watch it when my father was home because he'd get annoyed with me, but my mom thought it was funny.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've read a book on television, and aside of being, obviously, TV stars, Lucy and Desi were the people that owned their own show. They had their own company. It was called Desilu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people remember this. And Desilu did everything from Lucy's show to Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And they were such pioneers. They were the first to use three different cameras so you could get different angles.
Oh, really?
And they were the, I believe, the first show, even before Jackie Gleason. I know this is a little bit in the woods, but it's interesting TV history. They brought people in a studio like a play.
Yeah.
And so for years and years, the laughter you hear on TV shows was the laughter they took off the soundtrack of I Love Lucy.
Interesting.
So like even in the 80s, you know, like Family Ties, some of that laughter was from the 50s, from the Lucy show.
Oh, that's so neat.
Because Lucy was smart enough to be like, you want a place that you can't afford an audience?
Right.
We'll give it to you for a fee.
Very smart.
So she was not only Lucy, she was a businesswoman too.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
That is amazing.
I don't know if the Flintstones used it or not. I'm sure there were other services where you can get the laughter or whatever, but there you go.
That's such a cute thought, though, as a kid, to think that your laughter is the laughter you're hearing on the television, so you need to laugh into the TV. I do think that's adorable.
Or your kid's just a dummy. It's just one
or the
other.
I think that's sweet. I don't know.
Back up from the TV. You're going to hurt your eyes, kid.
Evan said, no touching the walls. Boy, did I get a butt whooping for touching the damn walls.
Yeah, I had that one, too.
No touching the walls?
Yeah, you're going to get fingerprints on the walls. Don't touch the walls. Sure. I'm telling you, our kids would not last 3 seconds with, you know, 1983, my mom.
I
not
just
for
don't
a second.
Remember everyone. Maybe I never did it, but I was never told not to touch the walls.
Don't touch the walls. Don't sit on the furniture. Don't talk. Don't come out of your room. Oh, yeah. Listen.
Whitney said we had to answer the phone like a secretary. Hello, this is the Kendall residence. How may I help you?
See, again, it's so funny. Every one of these, I got a story back.
You had
to
do that, too?
No. They would say, don't say who it is. We don't want people to know we live here.
Well, why even pick up the phone?
Don't tell anybody what's discussed in this house. This is classified information. They were nuts.
I guess so.
They're still nuts.
God bless them.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone. Line two. Hi, it's the boss.
Yes, I'm calling for the he said, she said.
Yes, sir.
I actually have two, and it's from the same grandmother, to be honest.
Okay.
One, if we had Pop-Tarts for breakfast, we weren't allowed to have dessert after dinner.
Huh. That's interesting.
I know.
Okay.
And the second one was, I hate beets, and my grandmother always told me when we had mashed potatoes to mix them in with the mashed potatoes, and I'll never taste them.
Did it work?
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all.
No, it just messes up your nice mashed potatoes. That's what it does.
Absolutely. Yes, it did.
It's funny you bring up grandmas and Pop-Tarts, because my mother wouldn't buy that kind of food when I was a kid. But I go to Graham's, and I say, Graham, I want the Pop-Tarts. And she goes, does your mother let you eat these? I go, oh, yeah. I knew she knew I was full of crap, but she would, that'd be a little treat with Graham.
Nice.
And just bamboozle Graham a little bit. Rest her soul. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, or on Facebook. You can answer there if that's easier. Strange rules you had around the house growing up. Think back in your mind and answer. We'll get a few more next. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 107.1, The Boss. Joe, there's all kinds of people in the building today.
Uh-oh, how come? It's never good.
I know. Well, no, it's fine. It is a nice cause. Our sister station does a radiothon every year for St. Jude, you know, the children's hospital.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matter of fact, we had on Marlo Thomas at the holidays, yes. And she goes on TV every year. Her dad founded the hospital, and so she was talking about it as well. And I think we had to put it off, but next week, John Schneider will be on. He's talking about Children's Miracle Network, so, you know, we like to support these things, too. I didn't know John was one of the founders of the Children's Miracle Network. I was unaware of that. The Dukes of Hazzard game. Yeah, you know, I'm a huge fan of his, and that only made me a bigger fan. I know he's also a humanitarian. But anyway, they're doing the radiothon across the hall, so they get all the representatives and the people answering the phone. And we do our own radiothon as well in the at Christmas time.
Yes.
But there's all kinds of people, and I've been trying to go down the hallway, you know, three or four times here, Joe, you know.
Yep.
And it's jammed up, you know. So,
yeah.
Too many people around. Makes me very uncomfortable.
Makes you uncomfortable, yeah. No, people you don't know and all that.
Yeah, you know how I am. And then tomorrow night, we got the concert. We're going to see Bruce, and there's all kinds of people I don't know. So there's a lot of anxiety going on.
He's been stressed about this Bruce concert for a week.
It's not that I don't want to see people or hang out with people. It just makes me nervous, you know, because I don't know what to say, and you're in close proximity, and...
Luckily,
multiple fingers in the potato chips.
Yeah, I know. So you just enjoy the show.
Maybe I can get some earplugs and say, the concert hurts my ears. Maybe I do that because I don't know. People leave me alone. I just don't know what to say. But and there's not a bathroom in the suite. I learned that also. So I'm going to be on the hunt for a bathroom tomorrow night, too. So I got bathroom problems all around here.
The bathrooms and the suites at the Meadowlands. Jeez, in Newark, right down the end of the hall.
That's what I told him.
They're right there.
They're only for that floor. It's not like the public ones. We got very lucky.
I got a feeling it's still going to be busy though.
It's not going to be like the concert bathrooms though. It's just not. It's right. Different.
No, you're not going to have drunk guys.
Different.
You know, drunk guys bumping into you and that kind of thing in there. You don't think?
No, not on the suite levels. Mm-mm. No,
right. You'll be fine.
No, it's a completely different. Level there. I mean, you're kind of like all on your own. Depending on what side of the building you're on, too. If you're on the west side of the building, it's a lot different than the east. The east, it's more open, but still, you can't get up there unless you have a suite ticket.
We got something to do tomorrow afternoon, so there's a group of the people are all going together, but we can't do that. So, and also, we live closer to Newark than some of them do, so we're going to take the train in. And I got to tell you, Joe, I got to thank you. You're the one that said you really got to take the transit train, because when we live way down in Point Beach, it was just such a pain that I was kind of turned off. But now that we're a little closer, it's the best. So we're taking the train. It's going to be easy.
Yeah, take the train, get off in Newark. Sometimes that, it's going to be a nice night, so you don't have to worry about it. You can walk, but you can walk from right out on the street. You don't have to use the tunnel there that they have. But sometimes it's open, sometimes it's not. I think it really depends on if it's a weekday or weekend. But still, getting from Newark Penn Station to the Prudential Center is a piece of cake.
Yeah, that's what I read, so I'm hoping that's the case. And
it is. I've done it a thousand times. It's great.
Just got a text message from our buddy Captain Dan, and he says, if I can squeeze him in to the show, he'll be a security guard and keep everybody out of my way at the bathroom.
Aww.
His bathroom's closed. Captain Dan is standing here.
You know he would, too.
Yeah, he's a big fella. He's a little scary when he wants to be.
I wish we could. That would be so fun.
No. I assure you, you will have no problem in the bathroom at the suite level at Prudential.
Well, how about this morning with all this place crawling with people?
It's a whole different thing.
I don't know. How did I work in New York, Joe? How did I work in Manhattan every day? Good Lord.
I don't know.
I don't know how I did that.
I don't know either. It's a mystery.
All right, go ahead.
For any number of reasons, actually.
Oh, shut up. I got to tell you, man, you're terrible. I would just play jingles and not open the microphone.
Man, what is wrong with you?
I can't be going to that crab's claw.
No, man, I can't get up there. What am I going to do there?
All right, do
come
it.
And support your friends.
That's
how
right.
How about you do that?
I'm going to set up this tape right now. See how that goes for us.
I don't think it'll go so well.
Don't call me again.
No, don't call me anymore. I'm done with this.
I work here.
John Ford Cole, are you kidding me?
Anyways, he did say that to me, by the way, but I'll tell you about that later. Yeah.
He told me he was all fired up. He said, man, that great. Good job.
What, Joe got John Ford Cole? Is he dead? I thought he did. Oh, I said England Dan had died. I get confused.
England Dan's dead.
Yeah, all right.
Remember Al Roker?
Yeah. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Well, we do. That's the whole point of this radio show. We talk among ourselves.
That's right.
And then whoever else wants to listen, that's great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Joe Nolan with Traffic 107.1 The Boss.
Nobody. Nobody cares!
You always sounded long in the tooth. You got to get Heather O'Rourke on there.
Man, mm-hmm. she'll do it.
She'll do it better.
Long in the tooth. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, I apologize.
All right. Growing up, think back. Not only a Thirsty Thursday, it's a Throwback Thursday. Think about this. Strange rules, unusual things, rules you had around the house. Little practices, little everyday, I don't call them traditions, but mom would tell you this is what it is, and you just go with it, because, you know, mom's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Think of 732-774-4444, Facebook, call or text, strange rules growing up around the house.
Denise said we were not allowed to touch the walls either,
yep.
And we were also never allowed in our parents' bedroom.
Yep, same thing here.
Yeah, we actually have that rule with the kids now. They are allowed to come in, but they have to ask. They're never allowed to just walk in the bedroom ever.
And also, what do you want to do in your parents' bedroom anyway? You know, I never understood why. I think kids just because it's taboo. Because if it's off limits, they're more interested than they otherwise would be. Otherwise, it'd just be no big deal. They wouldn't even think about it. You know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. If they have a bad dream or something, I guess they might want to come in. But I don't know.
I've been having bad dreams all my life. Go back to bed. Yeah, I'm telling you, you wouldn't last 3 seconds.
Text from 3301 said, I had to wear socks all the time because my mom hated feet.
Okay. That's the same thing as touching a wall, is you don't want your footprints all over the house.
Maybe she just didn't like your feet.
Have you got ugly feet, kid?
Got ugly feet.
Yeah.
And Sam said, my dad was super weird about ice cubes. If you took one out of the tray instead of the big bin, he'd be mad about the missing cube, and you'd have to empty the entire tray into the bin and then refill it, even if there was only one cube missing.
Inevitably, to this day, I go up there and visit him. And if I stay over and I have toast in the morning, the butter has got one little speck of butter on the side of the tub. And she's like, we have more downstairs in the basement fridge. And then you got to go up and down the stairs. Or the same thing with the ice. You go in there, get a little ice for a cocktail. Inevitably, there's one little crumble of ice. And she goes, you're going to have to change them out.
Yeah. I know. And we actually bought parents an ice maker
never
for
uses
Christmas.
It. Never uses
year
it.
Because the ice trays were such a thing. And it never came.
She's too impatient to make ice.
I know.
And I said to her, I said, Ma, you know what? I'll buy you a fridge. It'll be a Christmas gift. We'll buy you a fridge, and you get the thing. She says, we'd have to redo the plumbing, which I think is, at first I went, oh, yeah, I guess that's true because she has kind of a small kitchen. But then I thought about it, and I went, the bathroom's running the other side of the kitchen.
I don't think it would be
Why
that
Why couldn't
difficult?
She run the pipe underneath the sink and then through the wall?
Yeah.
So I think that's crap. She just likes I like the fridge I've always had. Okay. Make my mom sound like Paul Lynde. Ringy-dingy-doo. Oh, God. I'm all stressed out now thinking about all this
stuff.
Weird rules, strange stuff, strange house rules when you were a kid growing up, whether it was a mom's house, your buddy's house, whatever. 732-774-4444 is the Bus Text Connect, which is open all day. We do check these even after the show.
We do.
So feel free to still send one in if you can't do it right at this second. You're driving or something. Or maybe you're going to Wawa, get your free coffee. It's happy Wawa Day.
Yes.
Wawa said, come on in, Robbie and Rochelle. Enjoy a free coffee. And we thought we were special like a media thing, but everybody gets free coffee today because it's Wawa Day.
Yep.
So I guess thanks, Wawa. Mm-hmm. Also, Facebook is. And thank you for that. You know how I'm in trouble with my wife? As he says, Greensboro grasshoppers, and I think a grasshopper pie. Oh. 8:35, Boss Time Check. Thanks, Mark. Longport is now at 62. Hazlitt, 64 here at Boss HQ. I want to grab one more caller. She's been hanging on for a while. I said, please squeeze me in. We can do that. We're talking this morning about the strangest rule you had in the house growing up when you were a kid.
Our house, you were not allowed to say pregnant.
Huh.
You had to say with child.
Oh.
You could never say vomit or puke. You had to say got sick.
Mm.
Okay.
And you were never allowed to say fart. You had to say passed gas.
Mm. Actually, I had that rule in my house, too. We couldn't say
the passed gas rule.
Yeah, we had the passed gas or toot, which is where I say toot all the time. That's where that came from.
Would you get in big trouble if...
This was all on my dad. So, like, if we were watching TV and a woman's commercial came on, one of us would have to leave the room. And usually he would just jump up. But if he didn't, you had to get up and move and leave the room.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's intense. Yeah. I was going to say, what was the deal with curse words? That you'd be slapped across the face for a curse word?
Oh, no one ever just even... Well, my mother was very Italian. So my mother cursed all the time and threw things and... You know, said the words we weren't supposed to say. But as kids, like, just to respect my dad, we didn't. And you couldn't speak to him through the bathroom door either. That was another no-no.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We had all the curse word rules when I was a kid. And now, both of them are dropping F-bombs like as they're old people. F this and F that and S-O-B. Like, yes. Wow. All right,
Ma. You're like a certain age. They're like, their names, they curse and they don't care they what they
just
say to
don't care.
Everybody turns into Joe Pesci when you're old, I guess. I don't know. It's really a strange thing. All right, thanks for the call. That was fun. We'll keep that going. Facebook or the text anytime, 732-774-4444. He toasts with a curse word now. He's like, F this guy. I'm like, okay.
He really does.
It's just a little much for me.
Yeah.